KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Sports being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Starting off, taking a look at high school volleyball scores from last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was St. Albert sweeping Atlantic 3-0, 25-4, 25-12, and 25-14. Also, Clarinda topped Shenandoah 3-0. Glenwood was a 3-2 winner over Denison Schleswig. Kemper Catholic beat Creston 3-0, and Lewis Central swept Harlan 3-0. In corner conference play, Essex was a 3-0 winner over South Page. Sydney beat East Mills 3-0. Stanton 3-0 over Fremont Mills. In Western Iowa conference play, it was Audubon 3-0 over AHSTW. IKM Manning went the distance to beat Missouri Valley 3-2. Trainer beat Griswold 3-0. Tri-Center over Riverside 3-0. And Underwood was a 3-1 winner over Logan Magnolia. Pride of Iowa Conference, East Union topped Bedford 3-0. Mount Air was a 3-1 winner over Lenox. Rolling Valley Conference play, Peyton Sherdan beat Charter Oak Ute 3-1. And Missouri River Conference action, Abraham Lincoln was a 3-1 winner over Thomas Jefferson. And Sergeant Bluff Luton topped Abraham Lincoln 3-0. In cross country, the Creston Cross Country Invitational was held last night. And in the girls portion of that meet, in the Class A section, it was Glenwood winning the team title with 40 points. Atlantic finished runner-up with 68 points. Shenandoah was third with 71, followed by Winterset, Creston, Thomas Jefferson, Clarinda, and Red Oak rounding out the Class A field. Individually, Brielle Baker of Creston won the race with a time of 21:06.5. Claire Campbell of Shenandoah was second. Aubrey McIntyre of Glenwood was third. Ashley Wendt of Atlantic finished fourth. And Carly Manrose of Shenandoah finished fifth. Also, Carson Rush of Atlantic was 10th in that race. In the girls' Class B competition, it was Earlham winning the team title with 30 points. East Union second with 48, followed by Southwest Valley, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, and Mount Air. Individually, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley was the winner of the race with a time of 20:53.5. Eva Fisk of Earlham was second. Caitlin Holiday of Cam finished third. Maddie Lohman of Diagonal was fourth. Jenna Prophet of East Union was fifth there in that race. On the boys' side, in the Class A portion of the meet, it was Glenwood winning with 63 team points. Atlantic also had 63 team points, but they're second there on the tiebreak. Thomas Jefferson was third with 66, followed by Winterset, Shenandoah, Red Oak, and Creston. Individually, McGuire Midkiff of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson won the race with a time of 17:41.7. Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic was runner-up. His teammate Bradley Dennis of Atlantic was third. Parson Covington of Glenwood finished fourth. Alan Zermino of Thomas Jefferson finished in fifth place. Jalen Peterson of Atlantic was eighth in that race. In the Class B portion of the boys' meet, it was Nottoway Valley winning with just 15 team points, as they really outdistance everyone. Earlham was second with 59, followed by Mount Air, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, Southwest Valley, and Bedford. Nottoway Valley had the top five finishers. Shane Braheny won the race with a time of 17:25.1. Brayton Funk was second, followed by Tyler Braheny and Brayton Funk there as well in the fourth spot. And then it was Matthew Dickinson of Nottoway Valley finishing fifth. Josh Tibbetts of Martinsdale St. Mary's was sixth. And then Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley finished seventh. Dallas Krieger and Joshua Bodler of Nottoway Valley were ninth and tenth as well for the Wolverines. Moving on to Major League Baseball, the Cardinals received a great offensive performance from pitcher Adam Wainwright in a 10-5 pounding of Colorado. Wainwright drove in as many runs as he allowed over 5 1/3 innings, hitting a 2-run double and a 2-run single. Matt Adams and Jed Jerko homered for the Cardinals, who have won 4 straight to catch the Mets and Giants, and they are all now tied there for that those wild card spots. So it's the Mets, Giants, and Cardinals all tied there for the wild card two places at the moment. The Cubs handled Cincinnati 6-1 to slice their magic number to 4 for clinching home field advantage throughout the National League playoffs. John Lester laced an RBI double and improved to 18-4 for the NL Central champs by giving up just 1 run over 7 innings. Anthony Rizzo drove in 3 for the Cubs, who improved to a Major League best 96-55. Other Major League Baseball scores in interleague action, it was Philadelphia over the White Sox 7-6. In American League play, Boston topped Baltimore 5-2. Cleveland edged Kansas City 2-1. The Yankees 5-3 over Tampa Bay. Texas was a 5-4 winner over the Angels. Detroit beat Minnesota 8-1. Houston 2-1 over Oakland in 10 innings. And Toronto 10-2 over Seattle. In the National League, Miami 1-0 over Washington. Atlanta topped the Mets 5-4. Pittsburgh 6-3 over Milwaukee. San Francisco 2-0 over the Dodgers. And San Diego was a 5-2 winner over Arizona. In college football, with no game to prepare for this week, Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says it is back to work on special teams. Breakdowns have been costly in the Panthers' 1-2 start. They have given up an 81-yard punt return for a touchdown, a 93-yard kickoff return for a score, and Eastern Washington scored the go-ahead touchdown in the waning seconds on Saturday with a fake field goal.
And that's probably the biggest thing that we got to correct in this week and this open date. So we'll make some personnel changes. We'll do some things that this is the week that we will do a lot of different things. And I'll move some people around offensively, defensively, and special teams, and then we'll work it out from there.
Farley says special teams touchdowns are game changers, and they have prevented UNI from racing out to a 3-0 start.
We've left 36 points on the field in three games between missed field goals and giving up three touchdowns. So when you look at 36 points left on the field, you know, that's the difference in a lot of football games. So that's kind of the composite of how I look at it and what needs to be emphasized in the coming week.
Eastern Washington scored two special teams touchdowns in the second half to roar back from a 17-point halftime deficit.
They're gut-wrenching times on defenses in particular because, you know, you're giving up 7 points and you didn't get a chance to get on the field. So, yes, that and the punt return from the previous week are the two that stand out.
The Panthers return to action October 1st when they host Southern Illinois in their annual homecoming contest. In other notes from Major League Baseball, Cubs right-hander Pedro Strop is set to be activated off the disabled list on Friday, giving Chicago's bullpen another valuable arm for the playoffs. He threw about 20 pitches without difficulty in a simulated game on Tuesday and declared himself pain-free following knee and groin injuries. He's 2-2 with a 2.89 ERA and 43 2/3 innings over 50 appearances this year. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is confident teams fully disclose medical records, but said his office has demonstrated that it will use discipline as a way to discourage rules violations. Manfred's comments came less than a week after Major League Baseball suspended Padres general manager A.J. Preller for 30 days without pay for failing to disclose medical information to the Red Sox before sending Drew Pomeranz to Boston. Patriots coach Bill Belichick hasn't publicly ruled out injured quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo for Thursday night's game against the Texans. Garoppolo was a limited participant in practice Tuesday as he recovers from a right shoulder injury suffered in the first half of Sunday's win against Miami. The Patriots have yet to add another quarterback to the roster, increasing the possibility that rookie Jacoby Brissett could make his first NFL start versus Houston. Chicago Bears head coach John Fox may have to go with a patchwork roster this weekend. Fox isn't ruling out quarterback Jay Cutler for Sunday's game against Dallas despite a sprained right thumb suffered in the Sunday 29-14 loss to Philadelphia, or Monday night loss. Fox says Brian Hoyer will start against the Cowboys if Cutler is unable to go. Meanwhile, Bears linebacker Danny Trevathan will undergo thumb surgery Wednesday, and the team will spend the rest of the year without linebacker Lamar Houston because of a torn ACL in his left knee. Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory has dropped an appeal of his latest suspension for substance abuse and now faces a 10-game ban on the top of the four games he will already miss. And Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy has been sued over a Philadelphia nightclub brawl that left two off-duty police officers injured. The civil suit claims McCoy beat and kicked one officer when he was on the ground and punched another officer in the eye. The suit filed in Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas seek money damages from McCoy, two other men, and the nightclub. McCoy's attorney has said he was only trying to break up a fight between the officers and his friends over a $350 bottle of champagne. And San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick says he has received death threats through social media and other avenues since he began his protest during the national anthem last month. He says he hasn't alerted team security and understood that such threats could occur once he began protesting over racial oppression and police brutality in the U.S. Kaepernick also said he plans to start a website soon showing he is donating the $1 million he has pledged to organizations supporting his cause of racial equality. It will be 3-and-out for the U.S. hockey team. The Americans have been eliminated in the round-robin competition following a 4-2 loss to Canada. The United States ended Carey Price's shutout streak at 228-41 when Ryan McDonough opened the scoring 4:22 into the game. But Matt Duchesne tallied twice later in the period before Patrice Bergeron made it 4-1 midway through the game. The outcome leaves Canada 2-0 and drops the U.S. to 0-2 with one game remaining. Also on Tuesday, Henrik Lundqvist turned back 36 shots as Sweden blanked Finland 2-0 to improve to 2-0. The Finns are now 0-2. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you here this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.